Okay, it's 11:45. Good morning, everybody. Let's continue learning a little bit of Hilchos Pesach together. Today, we're going to learn a little bit about Ma'os Chitim and hopefully, time permitting, some of the dinim of Chodesh Nisan, some of the halachos of Chodesh Nisan. So let's start with Ma'os Chitim. This is a minhag that the Rama records to collect wheat. So it's not really a minhag of a Ma'os Chitim, it's a minhag of Chitim. It's to collect wheat and to give it to poor people for whatever they need for Pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that if a poor person can't afford to grind it and turn it into flour himself or to bake it, so you should do that for him as well. And that's where it became Ma'os Chitim, or really matzahs that a person is supposed to give. So the question is, what exactly is the nature of this minhag of giving wheat or giving matzahs or giving flour to poor people leading up to the Yom Tov of Pesach? So the basis for this minhag is the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Maseches Baba Basra, of all places. First parak of Maseches Baba Basra deals with issues of tzedakah. It also deals with issues of taxation. And since this is something that we're requiring the community to take care of the poor people with, this belongs in a certain sense in the first parak of Maseches Baba Basra. But the basis, again, in Hilchos Pesach is that the Rama quotes this in Hilchos Pesach. Then the Rama says that you're only chayiv to do this if you've been living in the community for 12 months. If you haven't been living in the community for 12 months, then you're pater from this minag of Ma'os Chitim. And the Magen Avraham says that not only does the giver have to be living in the community for 12 months, in order for a person to be eligible to receive Ma'os Chitim, he needs to have been living in the community for 12 months. However, the smack holds that only 30 days. If the poor person's there for 30 days, that's enough. We give matzah when he's been there even for such a short period of time. It seems, so that's the basis of the minhag. The question is, what is the nature of the minhag? Is this just another halacha in Hilchos Tzedakah? Is it some other type of halacha? So it seems that there are three possibilities as to what the basis of the minhag of Ma'os Chitim is. Possibility number one, and I guess the most obvious one, the one that we would most quickly associate it with, is the din of tzedakah. In fact, the Chak Yaakov writes in the start of the Shulchan Aruch that if it's daito lishtakei Hashem, a person becomes ka'an sheha'ir miyad, that if a person intends to stay in the community for a long time, so he immediately becomes, you don't have to go through the 12-month waiting period, he immediately becomes a member of the community. But the Rama doesn't have to spell that out, says the Chak Yaakov, because it's obvious, it's already written in Yoredeo. We already have that in Hilchos Tzedakah. So since the Rama already told us this in Hilchos Tzedakah, why would he have to mention it here? Mevuar from the Chak Yaakov that this is a din in tzedakah. I mean, if you're going to tell me that the reason the Rama doesn't have to mention some of the details of Ma'os Chitim in Hilchos Pesach is because it's already covered in Yoredeo, in Hilchos Tzedakah, obviously you hold the Ma'os Chitim is a din in tzedakah. The question then, of course, begs itself, why isn't this halacha in Yoredeo also? Meaning it should appear in Yoredeo, not only in Orach Chaim. The second possibility of what the nature of Ma'os Chitim is that it's the Makor Chaim writes, it's a din mas. It's like a tax that's placed on the community. And in fact, the Lashon of the Darkei Moshe, the Rama, in his commentary in the Tur, in the Darkei Moshe, in Siman Tav Chaf Tes, quoting from the Arzarua, is pretty explicit that that's what it is, that it's in fact a tax and not just a regular din in tzedakah. And that would explain why there's a 12-month time period before you become chayiv, because in Choshem Mishpat we paskin that in order to become chayiv in the local taxes of the community, one needs to be there for 12 months, whereas for tzedakah it could be 30 days would be enough. And that the chiyuv to give, that might explain the sheet of the Magen Avraham also, because the chiyuv to give matzah to anybody who's there for 30 days might be limited by the rules of tzedakah, but the additional chiyuv to give chitim is not limited by the rules of tzedakah, and maybe that only applies to people who are there for 12 months, meaning that there could be a double chiyuv. There could be a chiyuv to give tzedakah and another chiyuv to pay this tax called Ma'os Chitim, and therefore, and maybe it has a different ways of fulfilling the chiyuv. But then there's is by the way, one issue might be, do we assume aniye ircha kodmin, right? Would we assume that people from, poor people from your own city would come before other poor people? So if it's a din in tzedakah, aniye ircha kodmin, people from your own city come before other people, in the sense that when you're giving your tzedakah, you're supposed to divide it up, where the majority of your tzedakah goes to aniye ircha, and then some smaller portion goes to aniye Eretz Yisrael, and an even smaller portion to aniye aniyim from other cities. But so that would be the same over here if it's a din tzedakah. But if it were a din in a tax, so local taxation is local taxation. It doesn't go outside of the city at all. It would be not aniye ircha kodmin, but only aniye ircha. It wouldn't apply l'chora to other places. But then there's a third possibility of what this whole minhag is based on, and that is it might be a din in simchas yom tov. The Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Yom Tov, quite famously, I believe, says in Halacha Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, the Rambam writes that Shivas Yemei HaPesach and Shmonas Yemei HaChag Im Shar Yomim Tovim Kulam, together with all the Yomim Tovim, a person is not allowed to do Hesped and Tainis, V'chayov Adam Lios Ben Sameach V'Tov Leiv, Hu Ubanav V'Ishto B'nei Beis V'Kol Anuvim Alav, that he has to have be besimcha, he has to be upbeat, he has to be happy, and not only him, but all of his family has to be happy. And then the Rambam in Halacha Yilches starts going through how a person achieves simcha. How do you make sure your wife is happy? How do you make sure your children are happy? How do you make sure you are happy? And these are famous sugyas about in the end of Maseches Pesachim, with mead and wine and candies for the kids and clothing for the women. And then the Rambam writes, Ukeshehu ochel v'shosa chayiv lahachil lager layasum lalmana im shara aniyim umlalim, that when a person eats and drinks, it's not enough for he himself to eat and drink. He has to take care of the poor, he has to take care of the unfortunate, he has to take care of those who don't have others to take care of them. Aval misha noel delosos chatzero v'ochel v'shosa hu ubana v'ishto v'eino machil u'mashkel aniyim u'lamari nefesh, but a person who locks his door and only takes care of himself and nobody else, ein zu simchas mitzvah, ela simchas kreso. That's not a simchas mitzvah, that is a simchas kreso. So part of the mitzvah of simcha, says the Rambam, is by taking care of other people. And maybe that's where this minhag comes from. The minhag of giving malos chitim is in order to experience a greater sense of simchas yom tov on Pesach. That's another possibility of what this minhag might be based on. The challenge with that is, then why is it only a din in Pesach? It should be a din in Sukkos as well, because there's also a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov when it comes to Sukkos and Shavuos. Why would the minhag have only been applied to the Yom Tov of Pesach? It happens to be that as unfortunate as it is that we're in this situation of having this shiur over Zoom and not in person. I have to tell you, yesterday I got at least a half a dozen phone calls, probably more phone calls, texts, and emails saying, let me know who needs help. I can give money, I can give time, I can go shopping for people, I could do this, I could do that, and maybe that's setting us up for an unbelievable level of simcha when it comes time for the Yom Tov of Pesach, that people are so prepared to give. Halavai, we should always have, like, every day should be like that, where those offering to give far outnumber those who need to take. Halavai, it should remain that way. But that's the ultimate in the sense of simcha. In fact, there's a fascinating comment from the Vilna Gaon. It's recorded in Pnina Mishulchan Hagra, that it says in the pasuk, Shivas Yomim Tochal Matzos, Over Yom Hashvi Chag LaHashem, Matzos Yechel Shivas Yomim. That for 7 days you should eat matzos. Oh yeah, and by the way, matzos should be eaten for 7 days. So the Gra says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Why do you have to tell me the same mitzvah twice, like in one pasuk? And also, first it says tochal, and then it says yeyachel, a lashon nif'al. And 30 says, the first time it says matzos, it's chaser, it's mem tzadi tuf. The second time it's matzos malei, mem tzadi vav tuf. So says the Gra, this is a remez to the minhag quoted in the Ramah of Mo'os Chitim, based on the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Babasa. How's that a remez to the minhag? Pasuk first says, Shivas Yom Tochal Matzos. You should eat. That's about your own eating. You know what? When you eat, it could be matzas chaser. It could be that you just have a little bit, that you have the shir mitzumtzum, you have a kazayis of matzah, and that's good enough. But then the pasuk goes on to say that matzos malay, with a vav, matzos ye'achel, you should cause to be eaten, meaning take care of other people and give them matzos, but that's in the malay sense, that you should give them all of the matzos that they need for shivas yamim. And that's how the Gra understands, that's how he answers all of the questions, that it's not a repeat in the pasuk, it's two separate chiyuvim, and that's why one is in the binyan kal, and the other is in the binyan nif, and that's why one of them is chaser vav and the other one is not chaser vav, a good vart to have in your back pocket. But l'may nafkamina between these three possibilities, whether it's a din tzedakah, a din in tax, or a din in simchas yamtiv, so it seems that there might be several nafkamina, four or five nafkamina. One nafkamina might be, can you even be yotzei with money? Meaning, if it's a din tzedakah, so that's the best way to do tzedakah. I mean, not the best way, but that is definitely a kiyum of the mitzvah of tzedakah, is to give money. But if it's a very specific tax, it could be that the nature of this tax is to give a certain amount of wheat, and that's the entirety of the tax. In fact, in Shar Tzion, in Tav Chav Tes, Os Zayin, he says that it's called a minag, because the mitzvah tzedakah would only be with money, and that's why it's not a kiyum hamitzvah of tzedakah, it's a minhag. If it's about simchas yom tov, you could debate what creates a level of simcha. L'chora, it would work either way, with money or with chitim, to have a sense of simcha. But one could argue maybe that simcha is only in your eating your own matzah, knowing that you've allowed someone else to eat matzah. So maybe if you gave money, that wouldn't give you that same sense of simcha. Another nafkamina, the Rama writes in Simra Reish Nun Aleph Si'if Gimel in Yaradeya, that you don't have to give tzedakah if you don't have kedei parnasaso, if you don't have enough for yourself. For your own Shabbos and Yom Tov meals, you have to even borrow money. But you don't have to give tzedakah if you don't have what you need. If you look in Tosfos, Maseches Beitzah, Tosfos Avam Beis, he discusses that idea of borrowing money for your own Shabbos and Yom Tov meals. Now, if it's part of your own mitzvah simcha, maybe you do need to borrow money for it, because for your own Shabbos and Yom Tov meals, you need to borrow money. If you're not fulfilling your mitzvah of simcha, and therefore your own meal is worthless to you unless you took care of somebody else, maybe you would even need to borrow for it, as counterintuitive as that may be. But if it's a din in tzedakah, so if you don't have kedei parnasaso, you're pater from giving the tzedakah. If it's a tax, it's hard to imagine that they would impose a tax on somebody who doesn't have anything for himself. Another nafkamina might be, the Beis Yosef in Yerodeh, Simon Reish Nun Ches discusses whether one could be yotzei the mitzvah of tzedakah with a matana al menas lahachzir. L'chora, if it's about Simchas Yom Tov, it should not work as a matana al menas lahachzir, and even if it's a particular tax that was imposed on the community, it would have to follow the gedarim of however that tax was originally imposed. A fourth nafkamina, is there a maila of matan beseser, of giving secretly? For those who are doing daf yomi, today's daf yomi, no se matana lechavero tzarech lehodio, that if you give a matana to somebody else, so you're supposed to let him know. That's by a matana. You have to let him know if it's not a milsa davida legluye shabbos daf yud. But if you are talking about giving tzedakah, the greatest maila in tzedakah is not tzarech lehodio. It's to give a matan beseser, it's to give it secretly, to give it privately. So that might be a nafkamina. What if it is a mitzvah of simcha? So l'chora, it shouldn't make a difference whether you're nosin b'seser or not, as long as you took care of somebody else. So is it dafka maila of matan b'seser? If it's tzedakah, yes. Is it dafka maila of not being nosin b'seser? If it's din in a tax, so l'chora, there's no reason to be nosin b'seser. And if it's a din in simchas yom tov, it really shouldn't make a difference whether you're nosin b'seser or not. And a final nafkamina might be whether Talmidei Chachamim are obligated. The Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpatz and Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Hei says that the Talmidei Chachamim in general are pater from taxes. And if that's the case, except for certain taxes that go for street cleaning and things like that, that they clearly benefit from, but taxes that they don't clearly benefit from, they're technically pater. So if it's a din in tzedakah, Talmud Chacham is not pater from tzedakah. Talmud Chacham has to give tzedakah. How many times did Moreno Rav Shachter tell us how much tzedakah he gives? He says he gives like close to 50% of his money to tzedakah. So, you know, that's, which by the way, halachically, you're not really supposed to unless you're an Ashir Muflag. But Rav Shachter Baruch Hashem considers himself an Ashir Muflag. But if it's a din in Simchas Yom Tov, Tamid Chacham are certainly obligated in Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, so we didn't get to the Minhagim of Chodesh Nisan, but that's a little bit about Moses Chitim, Bezos Hashem. Tomorrow we'll get to, right, I think we're on for tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll try to do the Chodesh Nisan Halachos, including Birchas Ilanos as well, and the Natzeng Tachnun, and things of that nature. Thanks so much for coming to learn with me today. Have a great day, everybody.